This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, May 9th of 2021, Mother's Day, 11:20 in the a.m. This is webisode 680.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for
insert date here
2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2021.
Is it really?
I can't.
Think about that for a moment.
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we are back.
Hola, señores and señoritas.
This Charlie over here. Day.
Shaman over here.
You're preaching for a second.
No, I was saying on this fine Mother's Day.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yes, it is Mother's Day.
Yes.
So,
mine's
how are
dead,
you?
So I don't have to worry.
Yeah. Mine's live, but she doesn't have the internet. I was on the air yesterday talking about this.
She really doesn't have the internet?
No. I don't even think she would know if she had it.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, so. I was on the air yesterday talking about, yeah, it's Mother's Day, you know, make sure you call mom. You don't want to text mom. Call mom with your happy Mother's Day if you can't see her in person. And I said, posting it on the internet is fine as long as she has the internet and can access Facebook. If she doesn't have it, you're wasting your time. Am I? Scrolling through and seeing that post.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Unless she's dead. Then you can say that. But if she's not dead and she doesn't have the internet, I don't want to see you. Oh, thank you. Happy Mother's Day. The greatest mom in the world.
Right.
She'll never see this.
How do you live without the internet, man? She's got no email?
No.
Damn.
She's 84 years old.
But still.
She goes outside.
Wow.
She works in the yard.
Wow. No internet. I can't even.
So if she feels bad, she doesn't immediately go to the internet and start going, what's wrong with me?
She starts searching.
She just goes, oh, I just feel bad. I'll go to the doctor tomorrow.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, no. I've got this.
What a weird existence that would be.
Well, for you, yes. Definitely.
For me, I can't even begin to wrap my head around that. That's literally the first thing I do in the morning. I grab a cigarette, I grab coffee, I sit down and immediately go over the past 13 hours worth of Facebook postings. When I get, I go through and scroll through the most recent setting, and then as soon as I get back to about 13 hours, that's about the time I went to bed.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go, okay, I'm done. I've caught up. I can do whatever. Go to Twitter and read all that and everything else.
Yeah.
That's my existence, God knows. Damn, no internet. What a concept. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. I think I was going to try to see if the wife wanted to go out for lunch or something for Mother's Day. But
yeah.
She seems to be indicating that she really doesn't want to go out. I think she's got to go to the grocery anyway.
Yeah.
So, and I know the daughter said she was coming by later on today. At some point. And I got a little toy for her. I went over to GameStop yesterday looking for something interesting to play on the Switch, and they had a clearance table. Had one of those blind boxes for little The Office figures. And the daughter is a freak for the TV show The Office, so I picked her up.
Yeah.
They had one left in stock and I picked it up. I'm wanting to try this game on the Switch that all these people I watch on Facebook seem to be playing. I think we discussed it once before. It's called Dead by Daylight.
Yeah.
I think we discussed it at some point a couple months ago.
It's even on the Xbox.
Yes, it is. It's on. It's on every major system.
It's on the Game Pass right now too.
Oh, that's right. Okay, it is on the Game Pass. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll play it that way first because I want to play with all these people because they'll start a game and then have supporters come in. You can play 1 to 5 people.
Yeah.
And they'll have supporters come in and play in the games with them.
Yeah.
And I'd like to join in some of these games, but again, you know, we entered the territory of it's third person, but it's very first person shooterish.
Yeah, and how will your
How will my motion sickness react to that? I don't know.
Yeah. Now, we have not talked about this because it just happened in the last week. I don't know if we talked about this last week or not. My evenings are now open again.
Oh, are they?
Yes, I have reworked my schedule.
What's going on?
I get up at it's well before the ass crack of dawn.
Oh, really?
I'm getting up anymore now. I'm usually up between 4:30 and 5.
Wow.
And knock out all the extra work I got to do.
All the stations?
All the outside jobs. You know, I take care of that in the morning.
Damn.
And I'm usually done by like 7:30.
Wow.
And so then I go on my regular day. And I'll do one more, like later in the afternoon, you know, like about 5 o'clock, I'll jump into one of the studios at work, right, and I'll do one of their station.
Okay.
But by the time I get home, it's usually about 6:30 or so, and okay, I'm pretty much open for the rest of the night. So I am available for playing games again.
Nice. Okay. All right. That works.
Yeah.
I still want to get you on the Switch so you can play things like Mario Kart.
Well, let me actually, you know, get into playing. If I can actually get into playing and play consistently.
Right.
You know, then it's kind of like you in your other game.
Right.
It's like, okay, if I can make, I'm not laying down $500.
Yeah, don't blame me.
On something that you will just sit there.
Yeah, you won't play, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I think there's enough stuff. You're to a degree, you're like me. I love the advanced graphics and, you know, all that stuff on the big consoles, but I am totally content, and I think you would be. I'm totally content to sacrifice, you know, super duper graphics for good gameplay, you know, and good graphics.
It's not like I'm sitting there going, oh God, I gotta have this. It's like I'm in the fucking game.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need that.
No, that shit has never thrilled me. You know. Yeah. Like I say, I appreciate the graphics ability and all that stuff, but it doesn't. That's not what drives my interest.
You know, until it becomes to the point where it's like, okay, this. And honestly, the new Xboxes are basically essentially going to be tied into your entertainment system.
They are,
and they're meant to be that way.
Right. Exactly.
You know. Exactly. It'll be a way you can watch 4K video. It can process everything. You can play games. Right. You can do all this other stuff.
Yep.
But, you know, it will never be in the living room. So.
No. No. You mean yours?
Terry will never be
sitting
here and getting out of the way so I can play video games.
Right.
You know, I'm going to put in the good TV. Whatever.
There's a remote chance that I might eventually move this out into the living room, but
Your Switch is in the living room, right?
Yeah, the Switch is in the living room. I could see moving the Xbox out there, but I could also see not worrying about it and just continuing to play in the office. If I can clean
now, is the Switch Wi-Fi?
Yes, the Switch is Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember if it's on Wi-Fi or if I've got it hardwired, because there is a hardwired port. I think I've got it on Wi-Fi. I got it on Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about just the ease of transporting it around. You know, if I wanted to move it out to the porch or something like that, you know.
It's pretty easy.
There's that option there.
No, it's pretty easy. The Wi-Fi works really well. It's 5 gigahertz. If I remember right, we've got 5 gigahertz ability on it. It's pretty easy to move. All you got is really an HDMI cable and a USB-C power cable. Anytime you get it, you've got it in the cradle. It's charging. You can pick it up. You know, if you don't want to sit in front of if you want to go sit on the couch in the living room or something, or if you wanted to go spend time.
Well, you can actually play it like a handheld too, right?
Exactly. Yeah, if you wanted to spend time in the living room with Terry while she's watching TV.
Oh no! Don't worry about that.
You could sit in there and play it, you know, while she's watching TV and
yeah.
You know, occasionally, you know, watch TV with her or interact with her or whatever. So yeah, it's a handheld.
Okay, see that's now a little bit more appealing because then I could move it out to some other places.
You could. Oh yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Or you can always what you can also do, and I have seriously considered this. They're not very expensive. You can pick one up for there's one called the Genki. That was a Kickstarter, and apparently it really works well, and it's relatively cheap. I think it's like $50-$60 or maybe yeah. even a little less. But basically, it's a cradle.
Yeah.
It is a cradle for a Nintendo Switch and some other devices. But basically, you can take it, hook it up in another room, and have two cradles in two different rooms so you can play them both on the TV or use it as a handheld.
Yeah.
And still keep the cost, you know, at a reasonable level to buy another cradle, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm considering that so I could move it in here if I really wanted to and play on this TV.
Yeah.
Which would make it easier for me to get my time in and everything else. Because mm-hmm. I try to get my stuff out of the way in the afternoon when I can get around to it. So that way Barb can play when she comes home and we don't have to worry about me playing after that and, you know, going at it until 8:30, and by that point, damn, you've got, you know, no time to watch TV. So
yeah, gotcha. So there we'll see. Like I say, that, but that's something to keep in mind this week.
Yeah,
that we'll actually try to get in. You know,
play some
relatively early in the evening.
Play some golf.
Yeah,
really in the mood for golf.
We'll have to look at your times that you're available and aren't completely three sheets to the wind.
Yeah.
Unless you've improved.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
In the past week.
I've gotten a little better. I've gotten a little better with the, you know, having the Delta 8 gummies, which I'm, matter of fact, you just reminded me I need to take one. But with the Delta 8 gummies, it does let me start a little later.
Yeah.
Because I'm already relaxed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And all that good stuff, so. But. Got a couple friends. I got an older friend who I think you know. I won't mention his name, but I got an older friend from radio sales that I worked with for years at Double Q and a couple other places. And he posted something the other day about the fact that his doctor had recommended he try CBD for his back pain.
Yeah. And are we talking about the one that you've had a falling out with for a while?
No.
Okay,
no, I've never had a falling
out. Right.
No, I've always loved this guy. He's one of my favorite people.
sure.
Yeah, no. No. But I kind of left a joking comment on his status and said, dude, what you really need to try is Delta 8 gummies. And just left it at that. Didn't really explain.
Yeah,
and the next thing I know, I've got a private message from him. He's like, "All right, you're the second person to tell me about these. What's the deal? Tell me about it." So I gave him the lowdown on it, told him all about it.
Yeah,
and I guess he said, "Okay, I might see if I can dig some of these up and try them." 2 days later, I get another message from him. He's like, "Okay, you should have warned me that if you take two of these things, you're really not going to be able to function very well." And I just kind of laughed. I was like, "Did you do it at work?" He went, "Yes, I did it at work." And I'm like,
"Oh, no.
Oh, dude." I was like, "You must have found it incredibly difficult to concentrate on what you were working on." And he said, "Yes, I did. I found it exceedingly difficult." He goes, "I've learned my lesson." And I told him, I said, "Yeah, you're not a smoker." I said, "So, you know, one is all you need. You know, one's technically all I need. When I do two, it's I'm flying at a pretty decent altitude." So he came back and I gave him the addresses of a couple places I order from, and sure as shit, he came back again a couple days later again. Said, "Hey, you know, I found that place you were telling me about," and he said, "I think he'd ordered like six bottles." He said, "This stuff's great for my back." He goes, "Man, I'm sleeping better than I've slept in years."
Yeah.
Like, that's the joy of Delta 8. Let's pray they don't make it illegal again. So
yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, and I keep trying to explain to a few people, is no, it's not weed.
No, it's not.
You're not really getting high.
Right. There is no.
I mean, you are to a certain degree, but I mean, you're not. You know, your ability. It's not like you're
stupid.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, your inability to function is because you're just so, hey, man.
You're so relaxed. Yeah. You're just so relaxed.
Yeah. It's not a thing of, like, you can't walk and you're, like, your thinking is, you know, impaired.
Muddled, yeah. Now, two of them, you do kind of tend to start to approach that area. But one of them is just a relaxation kind of thing, man.
Yeah.
It's just a nice way to cruise through an afternoon.
Exactly.
This will be a good day today. So, what else is going on? Poor Noel Clark. Mickey from Doctor Who. Now a bunch of members of the cast of Doctor Who are coming out and making all these accusations. This dude.
Like who?
I haven't seen any names. I have not seen any names. They've just been very anonymous with the cast members from Doctor Who are coming out with their own sets of accusations. They're leaving it real generic like that. And I'm just kind of laughing going, you really did fuck the pooch, man. You really fucked the pooch on this one. So, his shit's just getting deeper and deeper and deeper. I almost feel bad for him, but I don't. So,
no.
I don't. So, did you watch? No, go ahead.
No, I was kind of like looking through. Was it, you know, Billy Piper or Billy, you know?
I've seen no names.
Freema Agyeman hasn't said anything.
No, at least not openly. Not that I've seen.
Yeah, yeah.
No names attached or anything like that. Just real generic indications of the Who cast and crew members.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure names will start coming out any day now.
I'm sure.
From who the accusations are coming from. Speaking of Doctor Who, Matt Smith has started his new job. He's on that, there's a Game of Thrones spinoff they're doing that takes place like a few hundred years before Games of Thrones covers the, I don't even remember the names of the groups now, but the dragon riding clan, that group. And Matt Smith apparently plays one of
their Targaryens or something like that.
That's it, Targaryens. Yes, the Targaryens.
And I barely watched the show.
I was going to say, you're not a big fan.
I wasn't a big fan. It's like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, too confusing. Too many names. But yeah, the Targaryens.
And it's also just like, all right. Oh, yay. Well, what? Why are we seeing this? What does this do to further the story?
What's this?
You just want to show off a penis. Okay.
Exactly.
I'm out.
So yeah, they've published some photos now of him on set. He's got this long flowing white hair. And it's kind of funny. In my mind, at least, and I'm sure in a lot of people's minds, he's so attached to the Doctor Who role that I look at him and I'm like, oh, it's Doctor Who with hippie hair. I can't look at him and see Matt Smith. And I feel bad because I'm sure this would piss him off. And I'm sure it does piss him off when he thinks about it. But, yeah, I can't. I look at him and see Doctor Who with long hair, you know. I don't see him as a Targaryen. Maybe I'll feel differently once the series starts and you know, I see him in the role, but yeah, it just looks like Doctor Who with hippie hair, man.
Yeah.
Doctor Hippie Who. I don't know. I don't know. Did you see Elon last night?
What's that now?
Did you see Elon last night?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it.
Did you? I didn't get to catch any.
It was awkward.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's some stuff where it was funny, but you know, again, when you really think about it, it's kind of like you can really see, you know, his Asperger's.
Right.
You can tell. It's just kind of like he's kind of oblivious to a lot of stuff.
Okay.
You know, it's just like, I mean, he was, you know, there were some good parts. There were some awkward parts.
Right.
There were, you know, there were reports of the cast didn't want to be a part of it or anything else.
Bowen Yang made some kind of a public comment about it. Yeah.
About, I don't know why. I mean,
I think for him it was kind of a case of he didn't personally get why Elon was hosting. That I got the feeling that he felt there were better choices as hosts. He just didn't get why it was a big deal to have Elon on the show.
No, I wonder what the ratings were like last night.
That's I'm very curious. I'm betting they were really good. Because I'm betting everybody wanted to see that. Who was the other one? Shit. Oh, the black guy. And Barb tells me I'm politically incorrect to say that. No, Michael Che was all excited about it. Che was cool with it. Che was like,
actually, that was one of the better bits.
Was it? Okay.
He showed up on the news as the cryptocurrency expert.
Oh, no. Did he talk about Dogecoin?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, what's Dogecoin? They try to get him to explain. He's like, well, it's, you know.
That's not good.
This was written in. It wasn't him talking about it. Okay. They kept asking him about it.
Okay, okay.
Like, so it's a scam, huh? Yeah.
Interesting, because there was a lot of talk. A lot of people were worried. A lot of, I don't know, financial people were worried about him talking about it on the show because he is so invested in it and has been pumping it. They were talking about
it. But again, he also came up the other side. You've got to be smart with it. You don't, you know, this is for you to have fun with. This is not for you to be putting your life savings in.
Yeah.
When he came out, he said that.
Yeah, okay.
You know, oh, yeah, no, this was on TMZ.
Well, good. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm trying to open up an account at one of the houses.
Yeah.
And you gotta go through.
I think Robin Hood does have
Yeah, but I won't go near Robin Hood. There are too many ugly things floating around about them.
I don't have any of it, so I'm not like, whatever.
There's a part of me that kind of want to get into the Doge, whatever, however it's pronounced, Dogecoin.
Yeah, it's Doge.
Is the Doge, okay.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that kind of wants to get in to a small degree on that, but there's another part that goes, you know what, that's one that, in my opinion, is headed for a crash. It's just been pumped too hard, and, you know, it's a crypto.
Oh, here's an article from Forbes.
What's it say?
Elon Musk's SNL gig was a bust for the billionaire and Dogecoin, but a boom for NBC.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So good numbers and a bust for Dogecoin. My goodness. My, oh my, Elon. Yeah. I'll watch that. I will watch that later on today. Moving to a totally different show. Yeah. You know, Loki has moved its opening date.
Oh yeah. Now to Wednesday.
Yeah. Now to Wednesday. And I'm not very happy with that. I'm not very happy with that because we don't watch. It's rare that we watch anything substantial during the week. As Barb's gotten off work late, she's tired. We don't have a lot of time to dedicate to it. She usually crashes by 9:30. You know, I'll wander upstairs 20 minutes later, and Fridays are usually a day that's better suited because Fridays she tends to make herself stay up longer, and we've got a little more time to watch stuff. So that's when most of that viewing takes place, is on Fridays. Yeah. Is on Fridays. So they're kind of throwing me off by starting on Wednesday. I'm going to feel bad, and I might get something spoiled if it comes out on Wednesday, and I don't get to see it until Friday. So, you know, I was having a discussion with a friend of mine who was throwing me all these numbers and facts and figures talking about Wednesday was a better night demographically and all this shit. And I'm like, I don't give a shit about demographics, dude. I don't care about demos and better ratings on Wednesdays. I care about my viewing. That's what's important. And this series is not one that they're going to be like, oh, we'll score better numbers on Wednesday. It's going to score great numbers. Everybody is going to be watching this. I'm sure there will be thousands of people who sign up at the last minute for Disney Plus just to watch Loki. Just to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I'm like, can we keep it on Friday? So anybody who's curious, you know, watch out. They've moved the premiere up 2 days to June 9th. I was going to say a month from today. Today's the 9th. A month from today.
Dogecoin's value fell more than 30%.
Did it?
Yep.
My, oh my.
Yep.
I'll be damned.
So
I'll be damned. That's quite interesting. Yeah, it's, you know, I've got a few friends. A mutual friend of yours and mine is into it, listener to the show, and I won't mention his name, but he's apparently had some good luck with it, and
well, no, if you got in right,
Yeah, if you got in right, yeah. It's
if you got in, if you were just like, fuck it, back when, you know, like I say, I know several people who got in during the stimulus when it was pennies.
Right, yeah. It was like 17 cents.
I mean, it was
yeah.
fractions of pennies.
Right.
And now they've got like $100,000.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I don't know how that's going to be treated tax-wise.
Capital gains, you got to pay capital gains on it. If you cash it out, you're going to have to pay capital gains on it. And that's a royal pain in the ass. That's a royal pain in the ass. So, you don't want to have to deal with that. So, but yeah.
Then again, though, you know, $100,000, you put like $2,000 in, fuck it.
Yeah, that's, you know, you've got a point.
Pay $50,000 in taxes.
In taxes, yeah.
You got $50,000 to go do whatever you need to with it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Go over to savings and, you know.
Sock it away.
It could be a while before that thing actually, you know, is anywhere anyway.
Right.
And it may fade off into, you know, oblivion.
Oblivion, exactly.
Yeah, well, you don't know if it's going to be, I mean, cause let's face it, Bitcoin, when it came out, it's like, whatever, it's not, you know, now look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
And people who got into it early had, you know, 4 or 5 of them, and now they're like, what?
Yeah, now they've got $200,000-$300,000, you know, sitting there when they, you know, invested like nothing. You know.
Yeah, they put $5 down, put $15 in whatever.
We supposedly somewhere, according to Barb, somewhere on a computer in the house somewhere, she thinks she has a couple of Bitcoins from when she, in the early days, she was just interested in it, and she set the computer up to be a miner. But she's like, I'm pretty sure the computer's around here somewhere. And I'm like, you know what? No, I think you're wrong. Because I went through a cleaning. I guess it was about 7-8 years ago. I went through a cleaning and tossed every computer around here.
Oh, shit.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I tossed every computer that wasn't actively being used in my office. Got rid of them all. Some of them were working fine. I was just tired of looking at them, and they were very old models. So I just got rid of them. So I'm 98% sure I shit-canned it.
Yeah.
I shit-canned it, and it's somewhere in a what do they call them? Landfill. It's not a landfill.
Yeah.
I think they're somewhere in a
destroying
landfill.
Destroying the earth. Yeah,
exactly. Destroying the planet. Dissolving into metals and everything
exactly.
else. So that's too bad.
So, oh man,
no
that's funny.
No big deal.
Nothing else really going on.
Well, there's a few things. Bad Batch. Have you watched Bad Batch yet?
No, I have not.
It's pretty good. It's a little.
Yeah, tell me about that.
It's a little younger skewed. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's a kid show, but I would go.
That whole thing. I mean, the Clone Wars and all that stuff. Well, it appeared on Cartoon Network.
Yeah,
and it was more for that. You know, not kids, but you know,
younger,
definitely
audience.
Tweens and teens, and you know, just fans of Star Wars. But
right.
It's also done. I mean, honestly, the Star Wars movies themselves, when they originally came out, were more fantasy, but they weren't like adult fantasy.
Right. Right. Well,
yeah, you know, it was done for to keeping younger people in mind.
Yeah, yeah. This is, like I say, this is, you can tell it's a little younger skewed, but it's from an adult viewing angle. It's pretty good story. It's you know, and they do a pretty good job of setting it up and explaining who they are and what the deal is with them in the first episode, which actually the first episode is an expanded episode. I think it was in 70 minutes.
Yeah.
So they do a pretty good job of introducing you to the characters and giving you the lowdown on, you know, they are clones. Why didn't they take part in Order 66 and kill all the Jedi?
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it was set up pretty well. I'll be sticking with it at least for a few episodes.
Yeah.
And I'll probably, you know, I think it's only like 10 episodes. So odds are good. I'll stick with it regardless.
Yeah.
Even if I get kind of bored with it, I'll probably stay with it. And finish it out for the season, then decide, you know, if I'll pick up the second season after that. We'll see. Speaking of, Jupiter's Legacy started Friday on Netflix.
And they released all of them, right?
Yes, they released the whole batch. I think it's 8. It's either 8 or 10, and I think it's 8. I think it's 8 episodes. Yeah. I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
Did you watch all of it?
No, I watched the first episode. Okay. I watched the first episode Friday night. I enjoyed the living fuck out of it. I thought it was well done. I don't think it was as well done as the comic was.
Yeah.
But I still think it was pretty well done considering things like effects and things like that that you couldn't get away with, that don't translate really well to what they can actually practically do, even with special effects and everything else. I still thought they did a pretty good job. Like I say, I enjoyed the hell out of it, and I will definitely, matter of fact, I'm going to probably throw in an episode or two tonight when we sit down and watch some TV. I might even try to corral her and get her to come down earlier this afternoon and maybe get two or three.
Did Barb watch any of it?
Yeah, Barb watched it. Yeah,
she, and what did she think?
She didn't say a word. No opinion. She gave me no opinion, and I didn't actually reach out for an opinion. I just kind of let it lay, and I'll probably make a comment to her when I throw in the next episode.
Because if she has not commented on it or anything else, I'm sure I will not make Terry watch this.
No. I don't know.
She's just not into superhero stuff.
It's very soap opera-ish, though.
Yeah, but No, she won't. I mean, I have got her sucked now into watching Justified. She's almost finished up season one.
Oh, good.
She thought she was wrapped up with it. She just doesn't pay attention to S and number.
Right.
Was that last one? I think it was. Because I knew she was coming up on, you're about ready to hit the last episode.
Yeah.
And she thought she'd gotten through. I'm like, no. You've got two more.
Oh, she's watching them by herself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
If I come in, I'll watch the first episode with her.
Right.
And I'll sit down and watch it with her. And she was like, we'll start season two. I'm like, I'll watch the first episode of season two, but season two is still my favorite season.
Right.
Of Justified.
That's the one with Maggie or Marge. Yeah, Mags.
With the Bennets.
Yes, that's it. Yes. And that was a great season.
Yeah. And so, I said, no, honey, you've got
so much.
And she still gets a glimpse. So who's Arlo? I'm like, that's his dad.
Yeah, Arlo's his dad.
Yeah. And then, it's going through this whole thing. And then, so it's like, honey, just watch the show.
You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's still got the cocaine bear to come up on and everything else.
The what now?
The cocaine bear season with D.B. Cooper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was another one of my favorite seasons. Love that one.
Yeah.
And the Michael Rapaport season was also one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was a great season. That series
the
was
last
just...
season, not so much. Well, except for Sam Elliott.
Mary Steenburgen, yeah. And I liked the way they ended it. I thought it was a really good ending. The season was not as strong as the others, but the ending of the season was really good.
And a few things,
Yeah.
That happened, the boy tossing the cigarette pack and how to blow shit up.
Right, right. God, what a great series. Jesus Christ, I love that show. Man.
And she hasn't really gotten into a whole lot of Boyd yet, because Boyd, while he was in the first season, he was just a featured person. He wasn't like a main character.
Exactly. His part expanded as time wore on.
Yeah, exactly. In the season two, it kind of gets a little bit bigger. By season three, he's full in. You're watching two different stories.
Right. He's to a large degree, half the time, he's the focus. Yeah, he's the focus. So.
Yep.
Hulu. I love this. Hulu's
now,
gonna...
and before you get it, no, I have been, I have picked up one series I'm kind of watching. I did watch The Boys, first episode.
Good.
Season two. So okay. I enjoyed that. I'm ready for that. The other show I've been watching, have you watched Free Kenny?
Letterkenny.
Letterkenny.
So what do you think? Because I've thought about jumping onto that.
It's fucking hilarious.
Is it?
You'll appreciate it.
Well, I've watched a pretty decent amount of scenes from it on YouTube, and there was one scene where the three main guys are out throwing a baseball in a triangle back and forth to each other, and the fat guy starts talking about a girl he went out with.
Yeah,
she touched his butthole. Have you seen that one yet?
I think so.
You'll die. I mean, if you haven't seen it yet, you'll die. Because he starts talking about, sometimes you like your buttholes touched, it's kind of pleasurable. And the other two guys immediately are like, and fuck you. And they start throwing the ball back to each other back and forth, and they leave him out of the whole throwing game.
See, it's very smartly done.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because of things like that, they're like, okay, you said that, we are now going to ignore you.
Yeah.
If you're not paying attention, if you're just like, oh, I mean, it's very much like, ooh, you're weird.
Yeah, exactly. You're weird.
Yeah. And there's like one they're all sitting on the porch with the band's Defrons and stuff like that.
Okay.
There's a running gag about a guy who fucked an ostrich.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, how do you really do that? It's not able to be done. This is going to this conversation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
I got a couple of friends who are really big into it.
There's like 9 seasons of it, so you got plenty.
God, is there that many a year?
Yeah. Well, see, Hulu just didn't. It was a Canadian show.
Right, right.
And then Hulu got the rights to it. And now Hulu's going to put out like 2 more seasons.
Okay.
They reproduce it themselves, but they picked it up right before the pandemic hit, and then everything kind of got ground to a halt. But there's like a ton of them up there.
Right.
They're all like 6-7 episode seasons. That other country, you know, not holding down to 22 episodes.
Right.
So.
Okay. I may go ahead and pick that one up.
Trying to think of things to compare it to.
From what I've heard,
it's
really
smarter than Trailer Park Boys.
Is it? Okay. See, I was never really big into Trailer Park Boys. Shelby. Shelby is a freak for Trailer Park Boys. She went to, matter of fact, they did some kind of a comedy tour, and I think she went when it was up in Cincy or something. She went and just loved it. It's just her favorite show. But I never could get into it. I tried. Because Shelby's sense of humor is very much a mirror to a degree of mine. Yeah. I just couldn't get into it. I mean, it was just the same weird way.
I mean, I watched it. It was okay.
Yeah,
there was some funny stuff, but
right.
This, you know what? I'll say it's like just for comparison value, a funnier, dirty version of like Northern Exposure.
Okay, now
I love Northern Exposure. You have these characters that, well, they're part of the story. They're not the focus, but they show up.
Right.
And they usually have something going on, like the 2 hockey guys.
Okay.
You know, they're hilarious. I'm only almost the first season.
Okay.
You got the bartender there. And they all kind of show up. And they all have their own little quirks and things of that nature.
Right.
And they just kind of keep having these little characters that pop up. And it's just, again, it's kind of like that Northern Exposure where, you liked the show, but it was, you liked all those characters.
All the characters, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Very character-centric show, yes.
Yes, this is a very character-centric show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend
watching it. Just because it's a good, it's mind-numbing, it's a half hour.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice quick in and out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Hulu.
But it's also very funny, so. Hulu. Okay, go on to Hulu.
It's on Hulu, right? Speaking of Hulu, they've got another limited series coming out. This kills me. I can't believe somebody's actually turning this into a limited series. The story of Pam and Tommy, mainly concerned with
this sex tape.
I hadn't heard about it until just like the last week or so.
Yeah, I'd heard about it a few months ago.
Yes.
Well, of course, I'm on 15 different radio stations.
Yeah, exactly.
So I do a lot of show prep.
There you go. There you go.
And find different ways to talk about Motley Crue.
Exactly. Right.
All especially when the big tour went off. He's like, all right, now I got to find something else to talk about.
Oh, I got there you go.
Show about Pam and Tommy.
Yeah, have you seen the pictures of them yet?
No, I have not.
Holy fuck.
Are they close?
Oh, very close.
You know who's in this?
Sebastian Stan, the Winter Soldier.
Okay, that's right. That's right. I think that's how I found that.
Sebastian Stan is playing Tommy, and Pam is being played by, you're not familiar with her. Her name is Lily James. She was one of the main stars of Downton Abbey.
I know who she is.
Yeah, do you? Okay. It actually took me a minute when I saw the picture of her. It actually took
the
me
picture,
a minute.
Yeah, it's going to take you. Yeah.
And I was kind of like, wait a minute. I think I know who that is. That kind of looks like Lily James. And then, read the article, and sure as shit, it is Lily James. She does a great job of looking like Pam. They had a press photo, a publicity shot of her in the black leather suit looking thing, like very much a barbed wire outfit.
Yeah.
From that movie with the short vest on, and some of the stomach showing. And I was blown away. I was like, you know what?
Boy, he does look a lot like him. They both look a lot.
They it's incredible what a good job they did with makeup for these two. Yeah, Sebastian Stan, they recreated that shot. Is it the shot where she's biting his nipple ring?
Yeah.
They recreated that original press shot of those two, and it was just, wow. I could barely see Sebastian Stan in that picture.
Oh, yeah.
I could barely see Sebastian Stan in that picture. I was utterly, utterly fucking impressed.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, you guys did a real good job, and you've got me excited to see this. And normally, I don't give a fuck about bands like Motley Crue or Rat or any of those people.
Yeah.
And God knows when all that shit was going down, I, of course, checked out the videotape, but
it wasn't that good.
No, exactly. It wasn't that good. I wasn't taken with, you know, these two people as characters in real life. But this thing has got me going, okay, I'm going to watch this. I'm definitely not going to miss this. I'm sure Barb is going to hate it because she does not like hair bands.
Oh, see, Terry will be into it.
Yeah, see, exactly. Terry's into hair bands and stuff like that.
We even watched The Dirt. The Dirt was okay. She actually read the book. So
I wanted to see that, and I never did.
It's not bad. Terry prefers the book to it.
Right.
Like, there was too much. She's like, there's no way they can put all that in there.
Right. Too much stuff. Yeah.
There's too much stuff. The book was too much stuff.
Exactly. Okay. Speaking of hair.
Yes.
Poor Tawny Katane.
I know, man.
Dead at 59.
Have we heard anything yet?
No, we haven't heard. And it's Barb was asking me that yesterday. Did we hear what she died of? I'm going to tell you flat out. I think she just wore out.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak ill of the dead. I'm not speaking ill of the dead. I'm just saying a simple fact, which is I think her body just wore out. She went through years and years of alcohol abuse, years and years of drug abuse.
Yeah.
She had all of that plastic surgery in her 40s, and I think she started in her 30s and had all that plastic surgery in her 40s. Just didn't look the same, in my opinion.
I didn't see any recent pictures of her.
Oh, it's just, it was badly done surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
It was badly done, in my opinion. It just didn't look good. If I remember right, I know she was scheduled last year. I think she was scheduled to come back this year to Toy and Comic Con here in Lexington.
Yeah.
Because she was originally scheduled for last year to come and do signings. But I never did hear about this year when they started announcing guests. And I assume it was simply because she was in bad health.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can come up with. Yeah. So, but yeah, I feel bad. 59 years old. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
That is so young. So damn young.
Yeah, I'm pulling up some stuff here. And yeah.
Yeah, she didn't look good.
Bad plastic surgery.
No. She had bad plastic surgery.
She's almost like the cat lady.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what I wanted to say, but I was like, oh, he probably doesn't know who the cat lady is.
Yeah.
Yes. With the high cheekbones.
All kind of gone, high cheekbones, yeah.
Yeah, did not look good. Did not look good. So.
Yeah.
All right, Kirkman's at it again.
David Coverdale had retweeted about it too.
Oh, did he?
Know. He actually tweeted about it. Which I follow him now on Twitter. He's very funny, by the way.
Coverdale?
Yeah, he's very funny.
God, he's so hard to like.
Some of his stuff he posts sometimes. He's just having fun.
Okay.
He doesn't get political. Doesn't do anything, you know.
Irritating,
Irritating. And I wasn't really sure. I was kind of wanting to just go and see and kind of see what, you know, what he's got going on.
Right.
And then, like today, what does he fucking do? Now, see, I don't know if he's just finding these memes or if he's doing them on his own.
Yeah.
You know. It's like he has all these jigsaw pieces laying on the floor. He put into the shape of a horse and then put it next to the box. And just finally, they're not put together. Anything else?
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that meme. Yes. They're just piled in the shape of a horse. Yeah. Yes. I've seen that one. That one popped up in my timeline yesterday. Yeah.
And he's that one who just walked in, two dogs. For album shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he just does some funny, you know.
Funny stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to follow him and see what's going on there. You were
He actually shared out the original, Is This Love video. I think it was the first video she was in.
Okay, yeah. On the car.
Yeah. No, he actually shared all of the, video she was in.
Oh, wow.
And his tweet was, just woke up to some very sad, unexpected news. Waiting on confirmation, but if it is true, my sincere condolences to her children, her family, friends, and fans.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Man, like I say, too young, man. Way too young.
Yep.
Yeah, way too young. So, Kirkman's at it again.
Yeah.
He's got a new idea that looks like they're going to put it together as a movie from Universal. Not sure if you're familiar with the character of Renfield from Dracula. Renfield was his nasty little assistant who ate bugs.
Yeah.
And, you know, was always fucking shit up. Apparently, it's going to be in a very violent, dark comedy built around the character of Renfield and how much of a fuck-up he is. And apparently, Kirkman's a creator. It's his idea. And, of course, he'll be a producer on it. So, yeah, that's apparently his next big media project outside of comics. Yeah. So I'll have to keep an eye out for that one. I have to admit, it actually, you know, I'm sick of the whole Walking Dead thing, but it actually does sound like an interesting idea. You know, it sounds like it could be good. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, let's see, is there anything else I'm missing here? I will say, for anybody who is a fan of the movie Freaky or the movie Happy Death Day, and Happy Death Day to you, there's another, they're working on a movie. The same guys who did Freaky are putting together a movie. They're calling it
Time. Freaky, by the way, was the one with Vince Vaughn?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I've watched that one 3 times now, and it keeps getting funnier. They're doing a movie called Time Cut. All they'll say about it, and this sounds so interesting, all they'll say about it currently is it's Back to the Future meets Scream.
Okay.
That could be a fun concept for a movie.
Yes, it could.
A time-traveling murderer serial killer.
Yeah.
That could be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lord, keep me alive long enough to watch that.
There you go.
Or to get to see it. Keep me alive that long, please. But I think I've pretty much covered all the topics we wanted to cover.
Yeah, I think we got everything, yeah.
And we had talked about making this a little shorter today. You've got stuff, and I've got the daughter coming over everything else. So we
are at the end. Yeah. So thank you all very much for everything you do listening to us.
Yes.
I guess. I don't know.
We love you.
If we appreciate the show.
Yeah, we appreciate
you. Can. Yeah. You can through the PayPal donation link in the show description, also on the website, too. Leave us a review over on iTunes. That'd be awesome. And that's pretty much it. So until next week, have yourselves a good one.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Makes noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable.
I'll mollify it with some sounds.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.